December the 22nd. There's some photos of the property taken on August the 21st, noting the high grass, the rusted electrical panel, again, the high grass. Additional photos were taken on September the 13th. And on the 22nd. As you can see from this photo, the outdoor items that were stored have now accumulated a little bit. So we've got some more items that are being stored on the property. Looks like some doors over here on the left. Here's an AC unit that's outside the property now. We've got some weeds that are vines, rather, that are making their way up to the front windows. And a shot from a little further away. As you can see here, some of the town crews that perform yard maintenance or grass cuttings down Peninsula Avenue had went into the yard just a little bit in an effort to try and get some of the overgrowth off of the sidewalks. Staff would recommend that the property be found in non-compliance and grant the owners 14 days on or before October the 9th to correct all the violations that were noted. We'd like to bring this case back at the next scheduled hearing date of August the 23rd. October the 23rd. Additionally, we would also like to impose a $250 administrative fee.
Has the realtor been contacted at all?
No, ma'am.
I'm not sure that's the realtor. That property's for sale. That might be the next one next to it.
Oh, really?
I mean, I brought it up on the realtor, and that shows it was for sale, but I don't think it's active as right now. So that may not be the property. I think that might be that sign where there's six lots that are for sale there. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's the question I had as well. In terms of do we know what the physical lot number is in the plot map that we're looking at here?
It's where that single family home at 4740.
That single family home is a two bedroom home listed at $1.1 million. Two bedroom, and I don't know if it's active, so I'm not sure that's the property that's for sale.
Well, that's irrelevant pertaining to this case either which way.
So I see that, yeah, other than return of the return receipt signed, you've had no contact with the owners.
We have not.
Well, I will make a motion to give the owners 14 days to come into compliance, to hold off on the $250. Excuse me? Yeah, I'm sorry. Is there anyone in the audience here who wishes to testify regarding this case? Seeing none, I will make a motion to find the property at 4770 South Peninsula Drive, case number 2023-622, is in non-compliance, to give the owners 14 days to come into compliance and to bring the case back at our October 23rd meeting for further adjudication.
Are we going to assess them $250 for administrative fee also?
Yeah, I was going to wait until the next meeting to see what happens.
Okay, noted.
I'll second it.
Yes.
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 Thank you. And on to Item 9D, authorization of lien foreclosure proceedings for non-homesteaded properties. Mr. Hooker.
Yes, thank you. This is for authorization of lien foreclosures on non-homesteaded parcels. This is something we've never done before. We currently have 12 properties in general with outstanding code board liens on them.
Without any what, Dave?
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear what you said.
We currently have 12 properties in general with outstanding liens on them.
Are there liens on them, Dave? Are there liens on these properties, mortgages?
Yes, we said.
Overall, we have 12 properties.
Okay.
That's homesteaded and non-homesteaded parcels. We have eight cases here that are non-homesteaded. The 4734 South Atlantic would not be eligible for foreclosure at this time. But all these other cases we can foreclose on for money judgments, for outstanding liens after 90 days. Florida statute allows this body to foreclose on any outstanding non-homesteaded parcels after 90 days. What we would like to recommend is start trying to collect this outstanding monies. So what we're going to do is send them a certified letter stating within 90 days we're going to foreclose on the property if you have not paid your outstanding lien. They'll have two separate options. Either A, pay the lien in full, or use their administrative remedy, take it to town council to ask for a reduction or the abatement of that lien. At that time, once that's completed, we will bring it back to this board so you'll hear it again about how much money is owed, and then ultimately, if you would like to, foreclose on these properties for money judgments. Am I missing anything, Drew?
Are these fines continuing to accrue?
Some are, some are not. If we can go down at 42 Jana, if you remember, was that deck on the outside. Cumulative fine was up to $15,000, almost $16,000. That is the compliance. And that actually went to town council for an abatement 2 months ago, and that was denied by town council. 48 Inlet Harbor is actually a utility that's owned by AT&T. That's that little brick building next to Tidewater across from Waverly Plaza. That is in compliance at this point, but still outstanding lien is due to the town. Next one is 13 Arena Blanca. That was the vacant lot that somebody put in fill dirt on. That original fine was over $4,000. They went to town council and they reduced that to $2,200, but they did not add a caveat of when you shall pay it. They just reduced it. So that is still outstanding. 4670 Links Village, Unit B202. That was for rental without a permit. They have secured the permit, and they currently owe $850 to us.
But they're in compliance?
They are in compliance, correct. Marsh Court is also in compliance. That was just high grass and weeds, and that came up to a total of $750. Now, the next one is non-compliance still, and that's at 4670 Riverwalk Village, number 7302. That's a rental without a permit. That fee has been accruing since June 5th of this year. And again, they still do not have an active permit, and they continue to rent. Following one is 4505 South Atlantic. That fine was, that's also a rental without a permit. That fine was imposed March of this year, still continues to rent, and they have an outstanding lien of $43,000.
How did that get so big?
The liens, this body selects the lien amount, the fine amount. The 4505 was a $250 a day fine.
Wow.
The Riverwalk was a $20 a day fine. And again, both those properties continue to rent without active permits. The following ones, the 4734 is not eligible currently. It's still an active case. Florida statute states that once it's been completed or adjudicated and are fined to accrue, it has to wait to at least 90 days. So that would not be eligible. And then the last one's 4591 South Atlantic. That's some property maintenance issues. That's the one that was the vacant home that was recently demoed by the towers in Winter Haven Park. That lien accrued to $115,250. And what they are doing next month in October is they're using their administrative remedy to try to get this lien reduced in front of town council next month. So that's where we stand at this time.
Is that last one the one that was demolished that's over there across from 7-Eleven?
Yes.
That's gone now, Dave?
That yes. Problem?
It is? Yeah. Okay. So what's your plan here? are these fines going to continue? Are you looking for a settlement of these liens, and then what? Are they just going to keep on going and going?
Well, there's only three, or actually, there's only two that are continuing to accrue, and those are the two at 4670 Riverwalk, as well as 4505. Both rental permits continue to accrue.
Okay.
All the other ones have complied, and they just owe money.
The one for $43,000, that's on...
that's the rental without a permit.
4505 South Atlantic. Now, that would get my attention. $43,000 would certainly get my attention. Now, has anybody been in contact with this? I'm sure that you've tried.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they just blow it off?
Yes. What we do is periodically, usually once a quarter, we send out a courtesy letter to them. Remind everybody, hey, here's an outstanding lien. You're either in compliance or you're non-compliance. Liens continue to accrue, and just haven't heard anything back.
So they've had every chance, correct?
Correct.
And on the notice issue, I just want to make sure that's something that I know is in Dave's plan. So this is step one. This will also go to town council, correct, for their authorization to spend money on the lawyers to move forward. And then as we move forward on each one, you will actually, before we get to the point of filing a foreclosure, you will see it again. We'll do a notice hearing for each case specifically that Dave wants to foreclose on or wants to ask you for permission on. So he's kind of starting the process today. And the next step in that process is going to be letters going to each of these saying, you know, very detailed, here's what you have, here are your options, here's what you need to do if you want to get this taken care of. But this is step one. And step two is more, even more notice than has already been given. Mm-hmm.
And after the foreclosure, say it goes down the road that far, then what? Obviously, you're going to try
to
sell the place?
So once it's foreclosed on, assuming that the town prevails in the foreclosure, a foreclosure sale is set, just like a bank mortgage foreclosure. So it's the exact same process as that.
Okay.
It'll get set for foreclosure sale. The city or the town walks in just like a bank does with a mortgage foreclosure, walks in with, if it's $43,000, we've got a piece of paper worth $43,000. That's the judgment. And as long as somebody bids $43,001, that other person takes the property. But if nobody outbids the fine amount, then the town winds up with that property.
Very good. Thank you.
And the ultimate goal is not to foreclose on a property. We just want the property in compliance and then receive the monies that's owed.
So I'm reading the second paragraph on the third page here, where you're quoting the statutes, and it says after 3 months, it says the local governing body attorney to foreclose on the lien or sue to cover money judgment for the amount of the lien plus accrued interest.
Yes.
So there's a calculation there that gets into interest and those types of things. So as I look at this, my first question is, can we selectively choose which ones to pursue and not pursue? Because in my mind, the attorney's cost and the cost of trying to collect $850 through some of these actions to me would seem to offset anything we would get in return. I could be wrong, but that just doesn't seem like a wise decision to go after that.
That's why it's here. The answer to that is yes, you can be selective. You don't want to file a lawsuit for $250.
But you want to let them know that you can.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, Dave, just to reiterate, we only have two. We only have two here, Dave, that are still in non-compliance.
I'm sorry, I have an emergency. Drew, can you finish this up for me?
Yes, sir. There are two that are still. They're still. The fines are still accruing. Two eligible that are still accruing.
They're non-compliance. And those two look like they're relatively new.
Correct, and they're both rental cases. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's a big process you have to go through with the foreclosure.
Yeah, I under.
Title search.
This seems like a lot of effort for a lien that's $2,000. It's going to cost us five times that to do it.
And again, what Dave is looking for here with the big list, you will see each of these again before would they spend big dollars, but right now it's to get the ball rolling. And primarily he wanted to ask your permission to move forward with this process before he even sent out that notice saying, we're going to foreclose if you don't get this taken care of. And it may be that when you see it again, or he may not even bring back, if it's, our hope is that $800 will get taken care of when they get that letter. The small numbers will get taken care of. And then if what doesn't get taken care of, you will see on an individual basis. So let's say it is 4505 South Atlantic. He will send a notice to 45 South Atlantic saying, you need to be at this hearing. And he's going to ask you again on an individual case-by-case basis, we're ready to go. Can we foreclose on this case? So you will see those again and get the opportunity to make that determination.
And the town council has the last final word as to whether or not we do.
You, by statute, the code enforcement board has the authority to give us permission to foreclose. But the code enforcement board does not have permission to give the town to give me
money.
Yeah, it doesn't have permission to give me the permission to spend money. Exactly right. It's that has to come from the council. So that's why there's kind of that two-part process everywhere.
So again, just let's understand, why is this being brought to us, to review it or to approve it?
Right now, Dave is asking for permission to move forward with foreclosure on these. But he is not going to pull the trigger on filing foreclosure until he's brought each one back individually to you. So right now, he's looking at it as a batch to start the process of moving forward, which the main thing is going to be him going to town council and then sending that letter saying, if you don't do this, we are ready to foreclose on you.
I'd still like to have more information on each one of these before I approve it, but that's my position.
Well, I don't think we're being asked to approve.
We are. That's what he just said.
I think all we're being asked to do is approve sending a letter to these addresses, to these owners, stating that if you do not pay your fine, I think we may
send it to foreclosure.
I heard you say you were asking us to approve it so that it can be brought to the town council.
Correct.
Yes.
And if we bring it to the town council, they're going to move forward on them sending letters to them, notifying them that they are in the procedures of foreclosure.
Correct. Absolutely right. Yes.
I think I'm right. Saying that, but before I approve something.
The only thing is we would come back to you before we actually foreclose, but you are right.
But
we are telling them we have permission
before you go to the town council.
Correct. That's right.
I'd still have a hard time approving this without more detailed information.
So I'm trying to get the sequence. I hear there is what I'm going to call notification of intent to foreclose.
Right. Correct.
That is in there. Does that take place before any action from the town council or after?
I think your intent is to go to town council next, because before we say we plan on moving forward, we want to make sure that the bodies are behind us, that the boards are behind us, that we don't want to notify them we're going to move forward with foreclosure if we don't have, in principle, the agreement of the bodies.
So if I back from that, is what David is asking from us is, do we support going to the town council and requesting that we send a notification of intent letter to these people? Because the town council is going to look at David and say, both procedurally, that's out there, as well as just out of good judgment, to say, what's the code enforcement board say that goes into it?
Yeah, you guys are right.
So that's, you know, in simple terms, and that goes into it. So
if we approve it, it goes in front of the town council. The town council will have a public hearing.
They'll have a public meeting.
They'll have a public meeting.
They'll discuss it, but it's not a hearing.
They'll have a meeting, and the public will be here, and they will. And if they approve the move forward, it'll be known that we're processing or proceeding for foreclosure.
Correct.
And again, I would like to have more information on each one of these details before I approve it.
So, I'm in agreement that it would help to have, because I would assume at the town council, the same question is going to be asked. This is, why do we have $43,000 of rental without permit versus $2,000 of rental without permit? And the answer is $250 a day versus, I don't know, $20 or $25 a day, which comes to, why such a big difference? Would be the logical next question that's out there. Why are we charging such different rates? And I'm not sure.
This board sets the fines. We don't set the fines. That's not done over here.
I know.
The
I
fines
know.
Are up
no,
there.
No,
we can't
we
answer that.
We have to
question.
Answer that. Not you. No, no. I'm
can't
just saying we
that.
Have to answer that that's out there. I'm just saying we have to be able to answer that.
So could we, as you said, that we approve each one of these individually, correct? If we move forward through the process, are we going to just carte blanche through the whole set to the board or the town? And then if they approve it, we're going to do carte blanche to all of them. If we were to do this, can we approve each one individually?
Yeah.
Then that, again, that reiterates why I would like to see each case individually. I would like to approve each case individually, not as a whole.
Do you actually ask for two of them, though, at this time?
No, he's asking for the whole group.
The whole group?
I didn't hear you, Mr. Sino, sorry.
Yes.
You're asking for the whole group?
Correct. Everything here, they're asking for permission to start the process.
Before closing, send a letter. Detective foreclose.
Right. We're just going to send a letter first.
Send a letter.
Giving them...
I would like to see each one individually before I would approve each one individually.
What exactly do you want to see?
I'd like to just hear the case just like we do today. You know, just a briefing. You know, why it happened, what you've done, on a brief note. We've done this. They've been in contact with them. They know. I'd hate to say I would approve such an address if the folks have never been in contact with us. If they got that certification letter back or that certified mail back, that it was never signed, we've never been in communication. And if we've had communications and those folks have not complied, that's a different decision for me.
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The first five are in compliance, so they have complied.
Okay.
And so at that point, the fine stops accruing. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
As well as the last one.
Well, the last one is in compliance?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but they're going to the town council to ask for the fine to be somehow reduced or...
Chairman Finch, city manager may be able to...
Uh-oh.
Help a little bit.
Mr. Disher.
Yeah, thank you. Mike Disher, town manager. What we're really talking about here is process. The question that the board is being asked is, do you want the town staff to start going after these fines to collect the money? That's something that the town has never done before. This is really just the first step. What you see in that report is just the ones that would be eligible at this particular time. That's really it. Is should the town start going after these to collect this amount of money? That's a lot of money, as you can see. So if we get the board's recommendation to move forward, like I said, we'll take it to the town council, and then you will hear each specific case again, and you can make that decision with the specifics. But this is really just a general process question at this point.
Will we hear that case individually again before the letter is sent to them for foreclosure?
You've heard the case already.
The letter would just be a notification, just like Dave sends out for, you know, notice of violation.
So when would we hear the case again? After the letter?
Once that is decided, if, like Drew was saying, if they receive that letter and then pay, then that's, you wouldn't hear it. But if they still don't, then it would come back to this board at that point. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes.
So we would have the option then, if we started the process today, we would have the option to pull back on that, depending on what we hear and what happens with those files.
Right. I mean, this is really, again, it's just, should the town collect these, try to go after this amount of money or not? That's really it. So, you know, this, I think what Drew was saying, for the minor ones, I mean, that shouldn't be an issue. But if there's still resistance, then it would come back to this board in a hearing like you would for any other case to the code enforcement.
So we've heard a number of these cases. We've heard all of these cases already.
You have already, yeah, they are there because you've heard the cases. It's really just should the town collect, try to go after that money or not? Because, David, if you could elaborate, or Drew, I mean, what happens if we don't? Then it just sits there until the property is sold, correct? And if for whatever reason it's not sold, it expires after, what, 20 years?
20 years.
Something like that.
And just as far as the hearing, I mean, at the very least, you've heard each of these twice. You've heard it once for the finding of fact when you found that there was a violation, and you heard it a second time when you decided to impose fines.
Quick question, Mike. That's very helpful. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like I'm assuming we've exhausted all other options to get their attention. I'm just going in there, or reasonable options. We've sent certified letters, we've reached out, we've tried to call, those types of things, and this is a logical next step to get their attention to say, we're serious and we want to do something about it.
Well, yeah, the fines, that's this board's mechanism to enforce compliance. You know, money typically gets people's attention, and eventually it does. And we have a couple of exceptions there where it is not, but that's it. It's fines. I mean, we don't take them to jail. We don't do any of that stuff. So this is really following the next step. If you have a fine, a lien on your property, that would freak most people out, I would think, you know, but for some it doesn't. That's really all that we have. And so this is the next step. You've already made the decision on the cases. It's there. The lien is there. They're either compliant or they're not. So this is the next step. You know, if we're serious, we'd like to go try to get that money.
I'm just wondering, why are you asking us for permission to go after the money's owed?
Because when we get to that final step, before we file foreclosure, we're going to come back and ask you on each of these individually. We don't want to go through this whole process and wind up there and say, no, we don't want to foreclose on these. We don't like this process. So that's why Dave wanted to bring the process to you before he started that process, since this is not something that the town has done in the past.
That's correct. This is new. This has never been done before, at least in Ponsonby. So we want to get your feedback on that.
Well, it's a good conversation. Do we have the option today to approve this individually?
No, we're looking at just the process, to initiate a process. Forget about the ones that are on the list right now. I mean, I'll tell you, the money is what kind of got our attention and got us thinking about it, but this would be a process going forward, you know, for any properties, you know, 10, 20 years from now, if we're still doing that. This is just the start of it, and those are just the examples of what you have there today.
So a comment that's on there, because you talked about the money. And when I look at the money, I look at the three big ones that are on here. The biggest one is an issue where there's been property that was abandoned that the town put up for quite an extended period of time. The second one, the largest, is the questionable in terms of the daily fine. The third one, I heard, has already been heard by the town council in terms of abatement and been ruled on that's against that. So you're now at, for lack of a better word, chump change that's after you get below those that's in there. So, you know, the question is, do we go after this collectively? And I think it makes sense given two out of the three biggest ones are clearly issues that we need to go, and then we need to really address the daily fine. That's going to come out, and they can go before the council and go for an abatement of that, but at least we've got their attention to take that action, because they haven't taken any action to do that.
Yeah, and that was our whole intent, was send them, you know, a certified letter stating, here's your two options, either A, pay with the outstanding lien, or here's another administrative remedy that you can do, and after 90 days, 120 days, whatever it was, then we have the option of foreclosing on your property. So hopefully that would scare them into enough of going, okay, I don't want to lose my home over $500. I'll just pay it.
Even on the small ones, they can ask town council for a reduction.
But
it spurs a response.
I think sending the letter is not saying we are going to foreclose on
Correct.
Your property.
Correct.
It's that we can foreclose on it. And you need to either pay the fine or go before the council and ask them to reduce it or eliminate it. I think that's all we're asking. I think that's all Dave is asking us to approve is just to send the initial letter.
Yeah, it's
the
plan going forward. I don't see anything more involved than that at this point. It's just asking us, yes, let's go ahead with this plan, and this might work out in the future. Well, we'll hear all these cases and take a look at them and give them another shot, I'm sure, down the road. Am I right or wrong?
Yes.
Be surprised how these letters work.
But, and just to clarify a couple things, if we start this process today and we never did anything else in the next 90 or 120 days, then we would start foreclosing on a house, correct?
But each of those would be brought to you individually at that point before they told me to file anything.
Okay.
Foreclose on the house. We're not foreclosing on the house. It's the it's
not
it's,
a home.
It's a lien.
An investment, though.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I want to read a paragraph here. Maybe it's just confusing this to me. If the board's decision to have the town attorney start proceedings, staff will notify the owners by certified mail that the outstanding lien had been unpaid for over 90 days, period, and that after an additional 60 days, the town will start official foreclosure procedures. That doesn't say anything in there where it's going to be brought to us.
Yes,
again.
I know. And the reason why I know what everything I'm saying is because when I saw that, I called Dave and I said, Dave, are you going to bring these back? So, yes, that was not in the letter, correct. And, yes, it caused the same confusion for me.
So my point, and I rest my point.
No, it's a good point because the next paragraph really explains it. Additional time provided offers an opportunity to either settle the outstanding amount or pursue final administrative step, which in presenting their case to the town council. So it's, you know, that really should come in terms of the communication to the individuals before that says the foreclosure, that we're giving you these additional time to take these steps. If you fail to take these steps, then our next step is to move to foreclosure.
Well, it also says after the 60-day time frame, staff would present these proceedings to town council for final approval.
Right.
That does not mean the town council is going to say, yeah, go ahead and
approve
foreclose.
It, yeah. Exactly. No, I'm with you.
Another maybe potential suggestion would be when we send them out their quarterly courtesy letters, do we indicate the next step? The next step could potentially be starting foreclosure proceedings?
Vaguely it does, yes. We state that you have an outstanding lien of X amount of days accruing, and this is what you owe. And then I cite a statute saying that after 90 days, the town may foreclose on your property.
Okay, well, that's pretty explicit.
Yeah. So what this process would be a little bit more, I don't want to say heavy-handed, but more direct of,
yeah,
we want this to be completed within X amount of days, either A or B.
Got it. Thank you.
And if we do nothing, these liens continue for 20 years.
Up to 20 years. And then we either have to refile it or let it
refile it again.
So if the owners want to sell their property within that 20 years, that lien is sitting on the books.
Right.
And
that pays off.
And it should be also pointed out that these are non-homesteaded parcels. So these are people's second homes, third homes in some instances, or properties. So because we're unable to foreclose on homesteaded parcels in accordance to the Florida Administrative Code.
Right.
I think the recommendation is what gives me the most challenge here. Authorize staff to start foreclosure. If you use the word potential foreclosure or process of some kind, but right here it states the start foreclosure, and that's where I'm having the challenge.
Okay. Got a motion.
Could you?
Do we?
Would it be easier if just to make a recommendation out there to direct staff to send notification to these properties for their outstanding liens and
potential foreclosure.
Potential foreclosure.
Absolutely,
that's
Dave. Absolutely.
That was the motion I was going to make.
Make it.
So I will make a motion that we direct the town staff to send a letter to the property owners listed here that their fines are still unpaid that they have two options to either pay it or come go before the town council for either an abatement or either to reduce the fine or totally, what's the word I'm looking for?
Potential foreclosure process.
And to let them know that foreclosure is a possibility. Is that good?
Good.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Finch.
Yes.
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 And just so I have the motion correctly, Drake South and one of the owners of our unclaimed fine under options are to pay the outstanding fine to request abatement or reduction and to inform them that it's possible.
Correct. Thank you, Debbie. Attorney discussion.
Nothing for me.
I have two items. The first, actually, it's only one item, about the holidays coming up. Our next scheduled meeting in November is on the 27th, which falls the Monday after Thanksgiving. I don't know what everybody's schedule is like. We have an option to move it forward, or we can just cancel it. Currently, we do not have anything set for that particular month. And then also in December, that actually falls on Christmas Day. But we can hold that on the 18th, or we can cancel it. Typically, what we've done in the past is always cancel the December, and then it's about a 50-50 on the November. But it's up to you on how you want to do it. I don't have anything scheduled. I just need to know if we're going to have a November or December, if how I should start scheduling.
I would just suggest that we move the November meeting back. And it can always, the meeting can always be canceled for lack of a case. And that we would cancel the December meeting as we've done in years past. And, you know, does anybody have a...
So November 20th and cancel December?
I'm okay cancel December and move November back, which and understand that it could be canceled if there's no cases.
If we moved it back one, it'd be November 20th.
Say that again, Dave.
November 20th. Okay. If we do that, that'd be.
But we've got old business.
That would still be Thanksgiving week, though.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be Monday before Thanksgiving.
I mean, I have no problem with that. Maybe somebody else might, but.
Or I can just bring it up next month.
I'm okay with leaving it on the 27th or the 20th. I have no preference.
Okay.
You can bring it up next month.
We'll bring it up next month to find out.
Cancel December and bring up November next month.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Okay. Next meeting.
I'd like to just say one thing, if you don't mind, Chair. The presentations today with the photographs and the layout was very good, and I appreciate what you did, especially the photographs. Gives us a good idea. And the other question I have, since the town seems to be taken over by high weeds, do you see this in your travels, or are these complaints from neighbors next to or adjacent to these properties?
No, we're a proactive department.
Okay.
So you do see
this one. Okay. That's pretty much what I want. Well, again, thank you for the format.
Mr. Mincy did the entire packet for us this month.
Really? Okay.
Thank you very much.
Nice job. Thank you.
So the next hearing date is Monday, October 23rd, and we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming.